Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, the Peterlin Pass is going to come with some audio. To start off, Jeff Passan and Buster Olney were discussing a potential trade for Marcell Ozuna, and this is what the two had to say, courtesy of ESPN.
The second Marcell Ozuna is on the trade block, Buster, he's the best bat out there. And I know he's only a designated hitter, so that does a little bit limit the number of teams that he could go to. But at the same time, he's just been tremendously productive.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see Marcell Ozuna like in the middle of, and I'm just pulling a team out of the air, the Detroit Tigers, you know, drop an established hitter like that into that group, or Cleveland.
Yep. Or Cleveland. Cleveland would be such a good fit for him. A good fit.
I don't disagree. Cleveland would be a great fit. The only problem I have in this setup, Darryl, and I'll deliver my pass in a second, for somebody that finished fourth in the MVP voting last year, multiple time top six MVP vote getter, at one point led the National League in home runs. That was the COVID year, but it still happened. It still happened, people. The man hits home runs is the point. I don't know that I love him just playing DH. That might be a bit of a problem, but he is a guaranteed masher of the baseball.
There is, I would say, no chance the Guardians trade for Marcell Ozuna.
Zero chance,
and I'm going to explain why.
I think he's on the hook for, is it $8 million or is it $16? I'm inverting the two in my brain right now.
He is in the final year of his contract.
That's part of the appeal.
They don't do rental players. That's not how the Guardians do business.
The Steelers didn't, you know, trade for massive wide receivers and give him $50 million either until they did with DK Metcalf.
I understand.
We're turning over a new leaf here, Darryl. We need some reinforcements.
No, this is not how the Guardians do business.
What is it, Mac?
He's making $16 million this year.
Yeah, so it'll be $8 million for the second half of the season. $8 million to rent Marcell Ozuna and give you a power bat that you desperately need.
They're not going to rent a guy that gets to walk away in free agency next summer. Now, if he was under contract for at least another year or two,
you're not getting a player that's under contract because these type of players are too expensive for you in contract.
I understand that. I'm just telling you the way the Guardians do business.
They need to do business a little bit differently.
Would it be a great trade for them? Absolutely. I'm not arguing about trading for the player. I'm looking at it through the lens of reality and the
reality
way the Guardians
the preeminent baseball reporter in the entire country, Jeff Passan, Solon's own, says this is a perfect fit. Buster Olney, also very highly respected baseball player, reporter.
It's a perfect fit, but it's not how the Guardians do business.
Here's where the Peterlin pass comes in. Marcell Ozuna has some issues in his life. That man is far from a saint, okay? And so I'm going to offer up the Peterlin pass to those that are saying, I'm going to bypass some of the issues that have happened in Marcell Ozuna's life in order to get this guy here, on the basis that if the devil had a 900 OPS, I would also sign him to this team. Like, I need offense in the worst way imaginable, Daryl. And so I'm going to bypass any of the past transgressions because I'm going to look at the artist for the art at this point, and I'm going to judge him just based off that. And I'm going to look at the 31 home runs he hit last year and the 925 OPS he had last season, and I'm going to say to myself, the Braves aren't getting rid of any of their main cores. Ozuna, not a member of the main core at this point. I would imagine between him, there's a couple other players that I could think of that they potentially would be interested in getting rid of, Chris Sale being one of those as well, that I feel like could be a bargain. And so I want the Guardians to go after him.
I was gonna say, they don't like paying players $8 million for the full season. I don't think there's any chance they're paying $8 million for half a season and also giving up prospects to get said player so that then said player can walk off in free agency in the offseason. I just don't see that there's any way. Not that it wouldn't be a fit in the lineup, not that it wouldn't be a need addressed, but just the reality of how the Guardians do business. This ain't it.
They need to do business differently is what I'm campaigning here. We need to zig when everyone else is zagging. We need to figure this out and figure it out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fast.
This goes against their DNA.
Again, the Steelers' DNA wasn't to give DK Metcalf a bunch of money and trade for him. That did not exist in Steelers' history.
And how's that worked out for the Steelers?
Well, we'll find out. He hasn't played a down for him yet. We'll find out. I mean, it might be the greatest move they've ever made. Okay. But going against the grain is something. I mean, again, we got to think this way. If you're going to make something happen, and Ozuna would be that something, I can't let $8 million stand in the way of this. And I also can't let the idea that he's just a half a year rental stand in the way. Not when I feel as of right now, you are a legitimate playoff team, but you need some bats. I mean, we just watched this past weekend, Daryl, where you
think they're a legitimate playoff team? Watching this team, you think they're a legitimate playoff team?
This team's a playoff team. Yeah. Yeah. This team.
Really?
Yeah. This team's a playoff team. Yeah. I'm not saying they're the world's greatest team, but they're a playoff team.
You mean they're a wild card exit?
Not exit. Again, depending on what they end up doing, who knows? Now, I'm looking at a little glass half full. If I'm like, if you add an Ozuna, all of a sudden you got bats coming out of your ears. No, it's not the truth. They're still very far behind a lot of teams when it comes to offensive production. But you need to chisel away at that some point. If you add Ozuna and then you bring up some of the young kids, I think we're waiting on what, 8 more days before June 17th. You start to bring up DeLauder. You start to bring up Kafis, you start to bring up some of these guys, and all of a sudden the holes you have in this lineup aren't as great as what they have, and you turn what is right now just a putrid offensive team into something that is at least better than respectable, then maybe, just maybe, when Bybee takes the mound, when Gavin takes the mound, all these, and by the way, when Bieber's back, these pitchers, Ortiz throwing tonight, by the way, he's been awesome, these pitchers have a chance if they only allow 2 runs. Because lately it's been, if they allow 2 runs, it's good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Well, yeah, because the Guardians, they played like 30 games this year, something like that, where they've scored 3 or fewer runs, and they've won 7 or 8 of them. Like, it's not great. Let me turn it around on you for a second.
Yeah, what do you got?
What am I giving up to get the fabulous Ozuna? What is he costing to rent him for $8 million.
It really would not be nearly as much as people think.
Okay.
It really wouldn't. I'm looking at maybe one top 20 prospect somewhere around there, and then it would probably be a player that you could easily part with that you don't even think is anything good anyway, like a Jonathan Rodriguez or someone right. like that to begin with. Like it's not a very hefty price.
My follow-up question is, do the Guardians strike you as a team that can afford to trade top 20 prospects?
Yeah. That's why you have prospects. Okay. You have prospects to trade prospects. I think it's something the Guardians have gotten just absolute bonkers backwards in recent years. They forgot the main idea of baseball prospects. It's to move them for actual baseball players. It drives me up the wall. They look at these prospects as if they're just valuable currency that can never be parted with. And it's like, no, they're a ticking time bomb. You got to get rid of these things and get value for them.
No, the ticking time bomb is they got to make sure that they can maximize the whole service time thing.
Yeah.
Can't bring them up too early. Don't want to start the service time clock too soon.
Yeah, the reason you have prospects in baseball is to trade prospects. The Guardians have been lying to everyone in this town for 20 years about that ideology. But meanwhile, the rest of baseball all conforms to it.
Listen, I guess I owe you an apology then, and I have to request a Peterlin pass for throwing how they actually do business back at you.
But hey, don't worry. You enjoy your 3 weeks of Will Wilson. Can't be out there to mess with guys like that. Will Wilson down today. That was the other big news of the day. And that is the Peterlin Pass.
The Peterlin Pass.
All right, we come on back. Busy, busy, busy 5 o'clock hour. We got the lead. Also at 5:20 is the Browns quarterback approach, a recipe for success. One national publication debates that. We'll debate it as well. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.